on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Bearings. Performance is a constant. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Latch, joining head coach Bob McKillop.
Welcome inside the Vance Athletic Center and the Baker Sports Complex. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield IMG College. Alongside head coach Bob McKillop, I'm Justin Parker filling in for Jared Latch. And coach, it was a good week for the Cats. Picked up two wins in the A-10 to improve to 10-5 overall, 6-2 in the league. So let's start with a quick look back at Wednesday's 73-58 victory over Fordham inside Belk Arena. Coach, you had a 9-point halftime lead. Then Fordham comes out strong in the second half and actually took a lead. And then you followed with a 21-2 surge to take control. What was the key to that change there?
Well, you know, Fordham came out in the first half on fire, and they came out in the second half on fire. I believe they made four threes in the first four or five possessions in the first half, and then three straight in the second half. And credit them. They saw something at halftime, made an adjustment with their ball screen offense, and caught us in a situation which we were in a long closeout, and it led to their open threes. It stunned us a bit. Here we had a 12-14-point lead in the first half, and all of a sudden now they had a one-point lead, and we regrouped, and I thought we were very, very efficient in the way we got off our heels, got back and fought, and were able to get the lead back and sustain it.
That's another one of those responses that you've talked about in crunch time, being able to respond and answer the bell.
Again, you know, it's a situation in which we're pushed back onto the mat, and we have to get up, and I think our senior leadership has been instrumental in that, and I believe our bench has been equally instrumental. The fact that we're able to go nine deep and use as many bodies as we have has been a significant factor in us being able to overcome such adversity as that.
What do you like about your depth at this point? It seems like you can get different things from different guys.
Well, they're playing a significant number of minutes, and each one of them has a definitive role that varies from player to player. Mike Jones is a cutter. Mike Jones can make threes. Mike Jones has a superb IQ. His length is very deceptive defensively. And we saw what Nelson did for us yesterday. He comes off the bench, and at a time in which we were searching for points, he gets a conventional three-point play, and then he gets a three-point shot, and he gets a block that leads to a run out for Carter. Bates Jones is he's sort of a do-it-all kind of guy who can spot up, but he makes our offense really very, very fluid because he passes and cuts and screens so well. And then Grant Huffman gives us a dynamic point guard, somebody who really gets the ball up the court quick and into our offense. And for a freshman, he is superb defensively. I wish I had more opportunity to use David Christensen, because David has a chance to be a very good player for us, and it's just a matter of him getting that opportunity. But with Nelson playing so well yesterday and Bates playing so well yesterday and Sam and Luca, that's four guys in the rotation in the front court. It makes it difficult sometimes to find those minutes for David, but believe me, it's going to happen at some point during the season where he's going to play a role for us and contribute in a significant way.
And Coach, what do you ask of your bench guys? What do you want their mindset to be as they enter a game, not knowing exactly maybe when they're coming in or what kind of situation they're coming into?
Well, they are alerted as to when they're going to come in. They have a pretty good framework of reference, which is addressed in pregame meetings or conversations, so they do know when they're coming into the game. They do know what their strengths are, and that's one of the key points about that group, is that they understand what they do well, and they don't try to deviate from that. Sometimes a guy can come off the bench and think, oh, I got to make a statement right here, and fire a jump shot or try to thread a needle on a pass or leave his feet to block a shot, whatever it might be. our bench has been very disciplined about understanding how they can best help our team out. And I believe that that's probably the biggest characteristic of them is their willingness to help the team out.
Well, Coach, on Saturday, your team earned a 69-60 win at UMass. You talked about Nelson Bochy-Yeadom and Bates Jones, those two guys. Slow start out of the gate. Those guys come in back-to-back baskets. They teamed up with one guy passing, one guy scoring, and it kind of helped maybe stabilize you guys a little bit.
It was interesting that the basket that Nelson made an assist to Bates on, it was you look at the replay and you would think, wow, that's a heck of a play. We should put that into our playbook, but it was all a read. Grant was supposed to get the ball. Grant was shut down on the entry. Nelson, great instincts, flashed to the ball, caught it. Bates, terrific job cutting, and it was almost like a back shoulder throw in football because he threw it to the back shoulder as Bates ran to the rim and caught it and had an unopposed layup. They certainly made points for us happen at a time when we were struggling for baskets.
What about the collective post defense on Trey Mitchell?
Oh boy. Trey Mitchell is a handful. Single coverage, double coverage. His ability to score from the arc, his ability to fake and get people up in the air, and he's a superb passer. And we needed multiple guys on him, and we need multiple looks to throw at him. But I thought that Sam, Bates, and for the most part Nelson and Luca, four different looks, four different guys on him, it's another change of defense in effect. So just as we'll have a double from the passer or a double from another big, having four different guys with four different skills and four different strengths guard him is just as much a change in defense as a double team.
And Nelson, you know, he's a guy, he brings so much energy every game. He took a charge this game, three blocks. What about him? What's something about him off the court that people should know?
Off the court?
Mm-hmm.
He's very introspective. His work ethic probably exceeds anybody we have, and we have some very, very passionate workers. And he sees things in his mind before he actually does them in action. So he really conditions his mind to see him go through it. To see the way he has made himself into a contributing factor in our offense these last 2 years has been very refreshing, just a joy for me to watch.
And, Coach, before we wrap up this first segment, have to talk about Kellen Grady a little bit. He just took over with 20 of his 22 points in the second half the other day, and he just continues to climb that all-time three-point list here, now one shy of Matt McKillop. But what beyond the scoring are you liking about him?
You know, he's committed to make himself a contributor to our success beyond just putting the ball through the net. And as a senior, as a guy who it's his time to shine, to make that kind of sacrifice and defend the way he's defending, leading our offense as a quarterback the way he's leading our offense, and in leading our team the way he's leading our team, shows you the full package. And he is consistently getting better and better in all of those capacities. But it starts with his willingness to be a great teammate and a great Wildcat, and that's what he is really working at becoming.
That's going to take us into our first break, and when we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Coach. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care doesn't have to wait because after-hours urgent care knows accidents happen. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get two Bojangle sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And those biscuits, shoot, they were always made from scratch. And that zesty sausage, sizzling like the summer of 2033. And then your grandkids will say, but how is that different than Bojangles now? And you'll say, pipe down and eat your biscuits. Get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. It's bow time.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this.
This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it, too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Justin Parker and Bob McKillop back with you. And Coach, classes are back in session today. Student body is back on campus, and five-plus week break from classes. And how did things change for the team from a day-to-day standpoint with class schedules and all that comes with, you know, the regular academic side of things?
You know, there's a significant addition to their plate. Going to class and reading and studying is what they're here for, and that's been something that they have not had on their plate since early December. So it's been 6 weeks. I think the distraction also of having the campus occupied with a number of students and all the protocols that are in place, and I think what's happening is that now we're back to a normal routine, which is good. We're now back to being normal scholar athletes, which is good. Practice time will shift from 2 in the afternoon to 4:30. But they're going to be coming into practice after having been in class all day, after having studied, after having read. And so we're going to have to be really mindful of the assimilation process back. And that litany on Friday when Justin spoke to our players about the need to adhere to the protocols with students coming back on campus. We refreshed it on Saturday. And then, of course, before we broke yesterday, after coming back from Massachusetts, we gathered in the locker room and addressed it again. So we're very, very mindful of it. We're very, very vigilant about it. But in the oddest circumstances, you can't control everything. All of a sudden you see somebody you have not seen in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and you say hello to them and you have a mask on, and yet still that's no guarantee. That person that you're speaking with might have the virus, may not have been tested, may have just gotten back, and all of a sudden, whack, you put yourself in jeopardy.
Well, along those lines, Coach, we've talked about flexibility, you know, being able to pivot, being able to change plans. Top 25 ranked St. Louis is back in action this week for the first time since late December. And what about the A-10 as a whole? I mean, there's been some shuffling around. If one team is out, they've been able to plug someone else in that's available. What do you think about how that's worked so far?
You know, I believe that the A-10 office, Bernadette McGlade and Sean Carney, have done a wonderful job of trying to fill in gaps in the schedule. And as we experienced with both our St. Louis game and Virginia Commonwealth game being canceled, we were able to fill in with the LaSalle game. And many other teams in the conference are experiencing similar adjustments, and that's not an easy task for teams, but it's even a more difficult task for the conference, because they want to be fair, but they want to make sure that they get games in and the schedule done. So a credit to the conference office for the brilliant way that they're doing it.
And what about on Saturday? You talked about the high quality of play in the A-10 this year. There's a lot of parity. We saw LaSalle knocked off Richmond on the road. VCU rolled by Dayton. Fordham, you know, showed what it could do in some small spurts. What about the league right now, the depth in it impresses you?
I believe that it's a tribute to the coaches who are handling this protocol heightened time in a very remarkable way that they're able to get practices done and players performing at the level they want. And it's also a tribute to the players. You know, you look at the St. Bonaventure's coming in here on Saturday. Their team is they start four juniors, and and it's four juniors who have started for almost 3 years. You're seeing a situation which rosters are deep, rosters are veteran, rosters are mature, rosters are experienced, and that's translating into a very competitive league.
Well, Coach, Stephen Curry hit a big milestone this weekend, surpassing Reggie Miller for second all-time in NBA history for three-pointers made. What comes to mind when you hear that?
No surprise.
Yeah.
That young man will never, ever surprise me at all. What he does is remarkable, and we're so lucky to have his fingerprints all over our program, for him to care as much about Davidson basketball as he does, and for him not just to care about it, for him to show his care. If you want to see TCC in action relative to Davidson basketball or Davidson College, Steph Curry certainly represents that so very well.
I'm sorry, and now you're seeing his logo every time you bring the guys around in a huddle and on the uniform?
We're very fortunate to have this, and our guys understand that dynamic. They do not take this for granted. They do not think that they are entitled to this. They are certainly very, very grateful, and they express their gratitude to Steph in different ways. Because we understand how lucky we are.
Well, he's obviously in a class by himself, but what about an all-time kind of Davidson three-point competition in Belk sometime? What would that be like? There's some good ones.
Yeah, there are, but there's Steph Curry.
That's why I said he was in a class by himself.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Well, what about, obviously, three-point shooting's a big deal for the program. You're obviously looking for shooters. What do you look for in that recruiting process that you like? I mean, obviously, you like to see the ball go in the basket, but there's so much more to it than that.
Yeah, the willingness to be a great teammate. The willingness to understand that there's a lot more in the game to learn than what I already know and what I've already accomplished and what all the experts say I'm good at. The willingness to have the work ethic to improve your game and toughness. The ability to handle physical adversity as well as emotional adversity. So we're looking for those ingredients. And, you know, I look at a guy like Nelson and I say to myself, there are certain things he didn't match up with when we recruited him. He was not a prolific scorer at all. And he has struggled shooting the ball, not because of a lack of effort or not because of a lack of work. It's just something that has not come natural for him. But his work ethic is off the charts, so his improved shooting is the result of that work ethic. His versatility, his toughness, his ability to handle emotional and physical challenges, he's fit that to a T. And I think if you look at his free throw shooting, I think he's currently shooting 56%, but in league play, he's, I think, at 80%. And What a remarkable statement about how much he's improved. And that's a big factor because of the work ethic he's gotten there. And that's a big factor in our recruiting.
And another guy, Coach, Carter Collins, he's shown his ability this year to really shoot the basketball at times, too.
It's interesting, you mentioned Carter and Nelson. Both of them played sparingly as freshmen. And look where they are right now. And we live in a culture in which if they don't play as a freshman, I'm out of here. You know, I don't get enough touches. I'm not playing the position I'm supposed to be playing. Not Carter, not Nelson, not Bates. They've continued to work and work and work. And I see that. You're going to see that with Emery Lanier. You're going to see that with David Christensen. They understand that it's a process. And yet they are relentless in their desire and their effort to make themselves better so that they could help the team. And that's a big, big factor in our recruiting.
Well, it's time for another quick break. And when we return, we'll look at the week ahead for the Wildcats, highlighted by a Saturday national TV matchup against St. Bonaventure. The Bob McKillop Show rolls on, powered by Ortho Carolina and Learfield IMG College.
at Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process. Drive. Persistence. We are Bearings.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
When you need a new bike or office chair, even a water filter, you go online and look for the best. So of course you'd be willing to search high and low for something much more important, like the best healthcare. But what if you didn't have to? What if there was an award-winning health system close to home? Well, there is. Atrium Health, the only health system in the region nationally ranked by U.S. News and World Report. When it comes to the best for your health, the choice is clear. Learn more at atriumhealth.org/best.
Welcome back to Davidson College. Justin Parker with Bob McKillop, head coach of the Wildcats. And, Coach, it's time to look at the week ahead, and the next opponent is one we know well, St. Bonaventure. And when you have these weeks with no midweek game, how does that change things? Do you kind of focus on your team in the first half of the week before shifting to what you would normally do for an opponent?
You know, that's a part of every one of our practices. We really focus on ourselves a lot, to make ourselves better, and as we get closer to game time, generally the day or two days before the game, we start to narrow the focus down and speak about our opponent. So yes, we'll look at ourselves early part of this week and see how we can make ourselves better, yet in the framework of how that's going to be applicable to the game against St. Bonaventure on Saturday.
And they come in 6-1 in league play. The Bonnies are off this midweek as well, and they featured balanced scoring led by Kyle Lofton and contributions from 8 or 9 players. What are your kind of your first impressions about them?
You know, 5 juniors will start. All 5 juniors are averaging double digits. One of them is actually averaging 9.7, so you're talking about 5 guys in double-digit scoring. They will really defend incredible numbers on the defensive end, giving up 38% from the floor and giving up 28% from the three-point line. They'll out rebound most opponents. They're up 5, I think, on opponents in rebounding. And on the offensive end, they're going to pass the ball. That's why you see the distribution of points amongst 5 guys, because they're going to pass the ball. They're going to get fouled. They're going to make you defend them. So it's not going to be something where they're going to come down and fire. They're going to make sure that you expend energy defending them, and then they're going to make sure you have to run offense to score against them. So it's going to be a heavyweight bout.
How about Coach Mark Smith and the job he does in Olean? I mean, he seems like a great fit at Bonaventure. And did you know him prior to joining the conference or not?
Certainly did. Our paths have crossed many times in a recruiting trail, and just a really congenial, very good guy. And he and I have become good friends as a result of conference interaction, and I think there's an equal amount of respect from both of us to each other. And what he has done at St. Bonaventure, to be there as long as he has and have the success he's had and continue to be in the hunt for a championship every year, which he has been, what a statement about his coaching ability.
And it seems like, I mean, Davidson and Olean pretty far apart, but some epic games in just a short amount of time in this conference.
We've had some great ones. I can certainly remember the game here, which we lost on a last-second shot when they shot a teardrop from about the foul line with, I guess it was 4 or 5 seconds to go. They split the seam of our zone press and boom, just crushed us. And then, of course, we had that epic triple overtime game up there. I believe it was Kellen's freshman year, maybe, and Peyton Aldridge fouled out, and it was one of those great basketball Friday night games, and their crowds are sensational up there.
And then, Coach, one last thing on your team. You're doing well on the rebounding margin this year, plus 7 on that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we continue to work at it as a team. Gang rebounding has been a calling card of this group. We work kind of quite a bit on boxing out, and as of Saturday, I think we were number one in the country defensive rebounding, which is a statistic of your shots go up and what percentage of those rebounds do you get, and we were number one in the country, which indicates that we must be boxing out pretty well.
And, Coach, we'll let you go on this one. One more. What, game pace. Obviously, UMass played pretty fast-paced game. When you go into a game, do you have a certain pace in mind that what you want to play and then as opposed to what the opposition is going to do?
Well, I'm not a statistical guru at all. I like statistics, but all of these things that are thrown out by the contemporary statisticians, I sometimes look at them and I see value to them, but I don't go into a game and say we have to score 70 points, we have to have this amount of possessions or that amount of possessions. We're an equal opportunity offense. Let's be clear about that. We try to make people defend us. We try to push the ball. We love to score in the first 7 seconds of the possession. But it doesn't always happen. And we have enough fluidity in our offense. We're never in a phase in which we're going to say, set it up. We don't set it up. Once we get possession of the ball, it's already set up. So we know what to do in those cases, and wherever the opening occurs is going to determine the pace of our play. We're going to try to push the ball, but we're not going to take shots that are low percentage shots. And maybe that's why we're shooting at a clip of 47%, I think. I think that's what we're shooting for the year. We're shooting 47.6 for the year. That's a pretty good field goal percentage. So that's an equal opportunity offense, which means that we're getting good shots.
Well, Coach, thanks as always for your valued time, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you, Justin.
All right, we'll take one more break here and wrap up the show when we return with broadcast details for Saturday's game. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get 2 Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And those biscuits, shoot, they were always made from scratch. And that zesty sausage, sizzling like the summer of 2033. And then your grandkids will say, but how is that different than Bojangles now? And you'll say, pipe down and eat your biscuits. Get 2 sausage biscuits for just $2.50. It's bow time.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chris Clooney, Director of Athletics for your Davidson Wildcats. In alignment with the Athletics Done Right Strategic Foundation, we are focused on generating financial scholarship support through annual, endowed, and planned gifts. These resources provide our scholar athletes with opportunities to become the best versions of themselves and achieve their goals of leadership, service, and disproportionate impact on the world. To learn more about ways to support, visit www.davidsonwildcats.com and click on the Donate tab. Thanks, and go Wildcats.
I want to remind you that to join us on our next game broadcast Saturday, January 30th at 1:45 Eastern on the Davidson Radio Network as the Wildcats return to Belk Arena to host St. Bonaventure with a 2 p.m. tip-off. Our next coaches show will be next Monday as we continue our weekly schedule throughout the remainder of A-10 play. And for Bob McKillop, I'm Justin Parker. This has been the Bob McKillop Show from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, innovative strategies and solutions. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.